Welcome to episode three. I am super excited to dive into today's episode. And as usual, we are going to kick things off with a story. Now, these are stories from out in the wild, typically Voxer conversations that I'm having with my members from inside the Grow Nurture Self Collective or from people who have joined the feedback loop. Now, I'm never going to share names. So even if you're sitting there going, oh, I'd love to join the collective or I want to do a feedback loop, don't worry. Your name is never shared. But I do get to hear lots of different problems, lots of different concerns, lots of worries that you guys have around your business. And rather than just keeping them, behind this door, I wanted to share some of these. And today I want to talk about a 15-minute content creation process. And it does get to be easy and fun, right? I'm always saying that. But first, that story. So a couple of weeks ago, I was having a conversation with one of my beautiful members where she was talking about how she wanted to start a YouTube channel, but the thought of doing so was completely overwhelming to her because she was like, how am I coming up with ideas? Like, what does that actually look like? And then how am I planning that out? How often do I need to be recording? What does that look like? Now, it is platform specific, right? The way that you do publish on the long form content platforms and with YouTube, depending on whether you're doing content for an existing channel or whether you're doing content for a brand new channel, you're going to have slightly different nuances. But you can 100% get away with just doing one video a week, right? You don't have to do them like every single day of the week. YouTube is a long-term strategy. It's search engine optimized and people are looking for real value-driven content than just quick wins. Now, I'm talking about the, horizontal videos, not the vertical, right? Not the shorts. We're talking about the main types. Anyway, so we were having this conversation. It was like, I don't even know what to do. And so my response back to her was, okay, let's think about this strategically. And I actually have a system called the Discoverable Content System that walks through all of this process. But I said to her, let's be strategic. Why are you wanting to start a YouTube channel for starters? And two, what's the end goal in all of that? And she came back to me. She said, well, I really love doing video. She goes, I have a defined throat. I'm a manifesting generator. I love talking. So I totally got that. As a manifesting generator, defined throat totally makes sense. And then secondly, she said, I want more people to join my one coaching program. That's the whole reason that I want to do this YouTube channel. I mean, great. I'm glad that that's where you're thinking because there is a system and process for you to do this that you can literally do in 15 minutes. You can go longer if you want, but this is the starting point. And that's what I want to share with you today is the entire process for literally creating content that takes 15 minutes. Are you ready? Pen and paper handy? Let's go. So what you're going to do first is write down who the ideal customer is for this particular offer that you're looking to sell. So that's why I said to my member, if you want people to get into your high-ticket group coaching program, who's the ideal customer? What does that look like? So tick, you've got that. The second step is to then go, okay, what pain am I solving with this offer, right? And what are the pain or pains that you're helping them get rid of? So you jot down all of those. And then thirdly, what you're going to do is come back through, and for every single pain point that you have, you're going to add to the end of it this very specific phrase. So you're going to add this word after every single pain point because, right? So you're going to go through and add that to every single line that you have. Now, hopefully you have written these pain points down in first person as if your person has told you them. So if you haven't done that, go back and do that because this will make this process a lot easier. So you're going to write down whatever someone's said, and then you're going to add because, and then you're going to answer why. Like, what is your perspective on why they have this pain or why that is there. Now, this is where you can do bullet points, you can write a paragraph, whatever makes sense. And then the best part from here is that that is now content. And you can take lots of different angles with one piece of content. And then obviously, this is where your AI tool of choice is 100% going to come in and help you because you're going to basically take that, pop it into, personally, I use Magi with Claude Sonnet 3.5 and my brand persona. And then what I would say is I'm looking to create content for my YouTube channel. This is some of my starting points. Can you help me come up with different angles so that I never run out of topics? And there you have it. That is your 15-minute content creation plan done and dusted. So your specific step from here is to literally go through and do this exercise for yourself. I encourage you to do it for every single offer that you have. And I call this the messaging organizer. There's a couple of other components to this, but we want to keep this short and sweet. We don't want this episode to go super long, but basically the messaging organizer is what allows you to create content really quickly and make sure that your content is doing its job, optimizing your content to funnel people back into your actual offer. So when my member went through and did this exercise, she came up with, I think, 20 initial video ideas, right? So she's got plenty of stuff to work with, particularly if she's only publishing one video a week. And then where the optimization comes in her description, she then gets to say, hey, if this resonated, here are some ways that I can work with you right now. And then she would link to her group coaching program. And then she would also link to her free lead magnet so that she was doing both selling and bringing people into her world that weren't already there. So your step is to go through and do this exercise for yourself. And then if you choose to create content off of this messaging, make sure that it's optimized to pull people back to your offer first. And if you're doing this on your YouTube channel, a podcast, or a blog, also make sure that people join your email list where it makes sense to do so. So hopefully you enjoyed today's action step. Go ahead and start implementing. So that's it for today's simple success session. Ready to take some action and start implementing and doing this for yourself? If you want to dive deeper into the messaging organizer or the discoverable content system, which allows you to get in front of your ready-to-buy customers when they are searching, then I'd love to invite you into the feedback loop. It is 30 days of one-on-one coaching support, daily feedback, Voxer coaching, all the things. And it is $100, normally $1,000. So if you want to learn more about that, go to hustleandgroove.com/feedback. Until next time, remember, simple actions lead to beautiful results.